got some fantastic volunteers involved in Suffolk football and some really good clubs right the way across the board. And the great thing about the strategies is we've had so many people feed in, whether you be a coach or a referee, a chairman or a treasurer. So many people have kind of shared their views on Suffolk football, and we're really excited about working with them moving forwards. And it's worth saying as well, we've got a great staff team here, not just passionate about football, they're passionate about Suffolk football, which is really exciting.
Some years your budget goes up, some years it goes down, but their passion kind of remains constant, and it's good to have it there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people, they love football, and I guess for them, it's part of, it's their hobby, it's their release, I guess, from busy day jobs to then go and be involved with their local team or running a team or whatever their role is really within Suffolk football. Everyone adds to it to hopefully give the players the best football experience possible.
So what have we got here? Half a dozen pages or so, and is this the Suffolk FA's vision for the next 5 years?
Yeah, it is. Like I said, over the course of this season, we've really tried to work closely with the Suffolk football community, as well as the staff expertise in the office as well, to kind of really shape an exciting strategy and vision for Suffolk football, so we can move forwards, so we can increase participation, develop better coaches, develop better referees, and it's all there really, like I said, to give the players the best football experience possible, so that those that are just starting the game will still be playing football when they're 20, 30, 40 years old, whether you're female, male, disability, and that's really what encompasses the whole thing.
And how much of this ties in with what Greg Dyke's trying to set out nationally?
Yeah, there's definitely parallels and links there. There's no secret that Greg Dyke's commission, is a lot of it was linked around increasing the number of 3G football turf pitches, as well as increasing the amount of coaches we have, but also the level of coach we have as well. And for us locally, people are interested in what are we doing about that. Obviously, we want to increase the number of 3G pitches so that training facilities and match day facilities are there, but we are going to develop a new exciting Suffolk Coaches Academy this season, which is going to see 20 coaches go for a bespoke 2-year training program, and that will run for 4 years. So we hope to have 80 coaches that will have gone through that program, and that's going to be really exciting to see and invest time in coaches and develop them, which will hopefully go out and develop players as part of that legacy of that program.
That's excellent news. On the 3G pitches, I know that AFC Sudbury have got theirs, and I guess in the future, in the immediate future, there won't be so many fixture cancellations. They've had quite a good year anyway, but you always get to that Christmas period when there's so many games called off. Would it be nice if all the clubs at, say, a certain level, I don't know, Ryman League level, could all have those pitches?
Yeah, I mean, AFC Sudbury have done really well to develop that pitch. Obviously, it's been being built at the moment, which is great, and it's going to be great for them as a club and allow them not only to develop their from a playing point of view, but within their local community, it's going to offer a lot of opportunities to people in and around Sudbury. And if more people, more clubs could have 3G pitches, it's great. Obviously, their hands are tied a little bit by the finances there, but there's no doubt that a 3G pitch far outweighs the usage and the grass pitch. Obviously, when the bad weather comes, grass pitches don't hold up, whereas a 3G pitch can, we can get sort of 60, 70 hours on there. And, from a training point of view and a match day, people really enjoy playing on it. And also in the winter, you get to play under the floodlights, which is great.
You've mentioned more coaches, and there's also an aim to develop the female pathway as well. I guess the story that we've had in recent weeks with England's women going so far at the World Cup, will that assist you? Will that help you in that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fantastic to watch it. There's obviously been a real buzz around, and all the ladies did fantastic out in the World Cup. And, we really want to build on that. It was kind of part of our vision and our strategy anyway. And it's just great platform for us to build on off the back of the World Cup. We're really keen to get girls as young as under sevens, under eights involved in football, and show them what a great sport football is, and give them a really good experience of it. And we want to develop the whole pathway. We've got a new advanced coaching centre this season, which is kind of for the best players in Suffolk as well. So it's not just looking at the sort of the bottom end getting girls in. It's also for the girls that are really good players as well. There's good coaching for them there, which will ultimately link to sort of regional centres where they can potentially link in with England, and who knows, in a few years' time we might have an England player from Suffolk, which would be brilliant.
It would be. You mentioned girls going down to the under sevens age group, and you're also developing a new under sevens league, I gather, and this kind of coincides with your links with Ipswich Town.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fantastic to build on our links with Ipswich Town, and we've been working with them closely over our under sevens festivals over the last few seasons, and this year we actually happen to be running a regular fixtures program at Portman Road, which is great. You imagine the little kids coming in, it's their first taste of football, and they get to play at Portman Road, which for me is brilliant, and hopefully for them as well. And that opportunity to play there, they just, you know, they help them really enjoy it. And yeah, we're looking forward to doing that with Ipswich Town this season. And we've got a number of clubs right away across the county who are going to be involved with that. And you know, it's brilliant that we can offer them that opportunity.
At a grassroots level, your aim is to be the leading county in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no hiding that. You know, we want to set the bar high. You know, like I said right at the start of our conversation, we've got some great people involved in Suffolk football, and it's not about us, it's about the people who are involved out there. And, you know, we've got so many fantastic clubs and leagues here, and, you know, I don't think we're far off as it is. And hopefully with the new strategy and some of the new projects and some of the developments, you know, we can really give everyone a great football experience and, you know, create lots of positive match day environments, you know, week in, week out through the course of this coming season.
Your grassroots festival's really taken off in recent years. We've had Silent Weekend as well, which was quite interesting earlier this year. Is it hard to try and build on initiatives like that and think of new ones?
Yeah, I guess we don't want to just do initiatives for the sake of doing new initiatives. We have to be careful not to do that. I guess we've really got to believe in what we're doing, and there's got to be a purpose for it. The grassroots festival has been really positive, and you know, that's a regular sort of fixture in our calendar, and that will continue to be going forward. As you rightly mentioned, the Silent Weekend, we're going to continue with that this season, because we believe in, you know, creating those positive environments, and you know, we really want to promote those messages. And I guess it's using those initiatives in the right way and building on it in between, and not just having big events for the sake of it. So hopefully through the new strategy and some of the programmes that we've talked about, they'll kind of link into some of these bigger events that we run across the county.
And is this strategy, is it underway now?
Yeah, we went live on the 1st July, so all the guys here at Suffolk Cafe have kind of been building up to it. And really, it's just about us communicating out with the Suffolk football community now and start to roll out some of the programmes. And, you know, we're kind of itching to go. I think most people involved with football sort of say the off-season's really busy, which it is. And we're just looking forward to the first balls being kicked in early August.